Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lori Davis, and you're listening to The Lori Davis Show here on Blog Talk Radio. On this beautiful day in the great Northwest, oh boy, winter's going to be gone soon. We can hardly wait so we can get outdoors and get some fresh air. Anyway, today I'm so thrilled and excited to welcome someone I just met recently, Coach A.M. Williams, to the show, author, entrepreneur, so much more than that. And Coach works with professionals and supporting them with their goals and moving forward. And he hosts his own radio show, which I want to talk to him about. So can't wait to speak with you today. Coach, over to you. It's Lori Davis, and you're here. And how are you doing? And who's Coach A.M. Williams anyway?
Oh, wow. It is a pleasure to be with you here today. Man, who's
Thank
Coach
you.
A.M. Williams? Well, I can tell you this much. I'd share a little bit about you, a little backdrop about myself. Sure. At the age of 28 years old, I had a great banking career. I was doing really, really well. And life basically handed me a card and said that you got cysts on your spine. And if you don't do something about it, you could be dead in 10 days. So I had went into the hospital and thought I had pulled a muscle in my groin or something. And ended up, I found out I had cysts on my spine, two cysts on my spine. One set on the external column and the other set on the internal side of the spine. And they were able to remove the other one, but the other one they couldn't get to. So I called that cyst the teacher because, you know, the amazing thing about it was while yet I was able to have surgery, and even though they couldn't remove the cyst inside, it still was a successful surgery because I could have very well walked out of that room, that emergency room, and forfeited a destiny. But it was through the cyst, the discovery of the cyst, that I came into a world filled with orientations of things I never knew existed. And it taught me a thing, and it literally put me on a path of self-discovery to find out things about myself I never even knew, and a power I never even realized I had.
Wow. So how are you today in terms of your mobility and so on?
Oh, wow. So the amazing thing of it is I am now at a place where I was diagnosed incomplete paraplegic, which basically means extreme weakness in the legs. It doesn't mean that you won't ever walk again. It just means that you have to rebuild your strength and things of that nature. And so after everything that I had gone through in that period of time, I am now working to push weight back through my legs and practice standing and doing physical therapy to get back on my feet and walk again. And so it's been a pretty interesting road, but I've learned a lot, gained a lot, and grew a lot along the way.
And you've written a book about your journey, I believe, right?
Well, yes. That's actually, I have a co-authored bestseller with the late Jim Rohn's 18-year business partner, Cal Wilson. We wrote a book called Resilience, How to Turn Setbacks into Comebacks. And we did some great work there. But then I have a book that's scheduled to be released in just a little bit, in a couple of months, I think. And I think they said it was April, that is called Leverage Without Limits, How to Make It to the Top When You Can't Take the Stairs. And so that book is literally talking about my whole path, my whole story. And it's, I enjoyed the first book I did. It was a group of amazing individuals who practiced resilience and did some pretty amazing things. But this one, Leverage Without Limits, How to Make It to the Top When You Can't Take the Stairs, is actually my own. book. I'm really looking forward to doing some amazing things with it as well.
Well, congratulations on that. Well, glad it's helping the healing process.
I'm sorry, my apologies. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I said that form of healing, you know, the mind, the body, the spirit, when you actually write your own journey. Did you find that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very interesting. It's very, a lot of introspection, if you will. Mm-hmm. And just really coming out to find things about yourself, discovering things about yourself, discovering things about others, and then just basically mm-hmm. discovering how life works. It definitely makes you a more rounded individual. It gives us depth. I'm a firm believer, Laurie, that many of us are about a mile wide, but we're about an inch deep, you know, and mm-hmm. when you go through something in life, it gives you a little bit more depth, and you have a more profound understanding of life than most people, because you've gone through something, and rather than cave into it, you decide to learn how to wrestle with it or utilize it mm-hmm. to your advantage, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what mm-hmm. I have done.
Well, congratulations on that. Because that does take a special kind of person. And of all the things you have discovered, though, about yourself, what's the most amazing thing about you? What makes you amazing?
Well, I think the thing that has really been the most amazing discovery is just understanding how simple it is to accomplish, or simple it is to be successful. I you know, growing up, I looked at people who achieved great things, or, you know, they had great careers or built great businesses, and I always said, you know what, I want to be like that one day. And for the longest, what I understood about success caused me to pursue it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I went on this journey that I realized success is not something to be pursued. Success is literally just obedience. It's obedience. It's understanding uh-huh. how to walk in obedience with how, you know, this universe was created, the laws, mm-hmm. How our creator created us to, mm-hmm. and when we adhere to those universal laws and principles, then success is, it occurs by default. It's not anything
right.
that we have to pursue. It's just something tied to our ability to adhere and mm-hmm. serve for which the purpose we were created.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So are you able to read this little excerpt from your first book? Did you, are you able to do that?
Well, the thing that I would like to share with you guys, actually, as I prepare it, I'll simply say this, that the whole concept of resilience is a very interesting one, because people think it's something, they think it's a skill that has to be developed. And I think that's the most misleading thing a person can understand, because resilience is something we all have inside of us. It's innate, much like clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Much like clarity. It rests within us. It's not something that we have to go out and get. It's not something we have to go into a class and learn. Resilience is something that we all possess inside of us. It's just it's like a muscle that needs to be developed. And so mm-hmm. when we look at it, you know, and we look at certain individuals who exercise it, then we think, wow, that individual, you know, has resilience, and I don't have it. Well, you know, that's not necessarily true. We all have resilience, mm-hmm. and we all are capable of doing so much more than what we even realize when we give ourselves the ability to just step out and just do something amazing. So I literally say that understand that what was in me rests in you. What's inside of me rests inside of you, and you have the ability to step out and do some pretty amazing things once you decide to, develop the resilience within inside of yourself. So that's a major key with all, and we've all practiced it at some point, whether we recognize it or not. So, but it would be a pleasure to read an excerpt of this for you. My chapter was chapter 22, There Are No Sweet Journeys to Greatness. And what I would really love to talk about in my my section was the power of adaptive resilience. And it says, adaptive resilience is a term typically utilized in the framework of art. However, when examined, there is a worthwhile application of the term in the context of human potential. Mark Robertson, a fellow in the Royal Society of Arts, in his paper, Making Adaptive Resilience Real, defined adaptive resilience as the capacity to remain productive and true to core purpose and identity whilst absorbing the disturbance and adapting with integrity in response to changing circumstances. Life presents us with a series of experiences to allow us to fulfill our unlimited potential. Yet many of us often struggle with the adversity that challenges us along the way. After my first surgery, my body became weak, and I left my banking career because I could no longer carry out my job function. However, I didn't stop working. I actually started my network marketing business, built a sales team, and was even recognized at both the state and national levels. I moved from getting paid bi-monthly to getting commission checks every 2 or 3 days. In fact, there were a few times that the office had to call me and say, Andre, you got a check down here. When are you coming to pick it up? That's a good problem to have, right? I walked with the cane at the time. And with the power of adaptive resilience, I hobbled into people's homes, gave presentations. I hobbled into sales meetings and gave presentations. I hobbled around in cars with my team to train them and help them close sales. And I even hobbled onto a college campus and gave a lecture to a class of business law students. At our sales convention, I won so many awards that I had to have someone go on stage for me because my legs grew tired from all the walking. I'm not trying to impress you, but rather to challenge you with the question, what are you willing to hobble around for? What do you want for you, your family, your career, and your company so bad that you would hobble around to do it?
Oh, my gosh. That's just like the hair is standing up on the back of my neck. That's amazing. Yes, and that's what makes you amazing. One of the many things I discover. Cool. Now, before I forget, because sometimes I get so into my show, I forget to ask my guests to please give out their contact information. So if somebody wanted to go after your services, get your book, what's the best way to contact Coach A.M. Williams?
Well, I'm on Instagram, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter. You can reach me on Facebook at Coach A.M. Williams. That's my fan page there, Coach A.M. Williams on Facebook. You could also get me at Coach A.M. _ Williams on Instagram. And Coach A.M. Williams on Twitter as well. But my website is called www.coachamwilliams.com.
Okay.
So you can reach me in either one of those places.
Okay. Because a lot of times one of the goals of my show, of course, is to help others promote who they are and what they do. And my listeners are always interested in, okay, that was a really great diet on there, but how do I get a hold of... So this is your Canadian link up here working on your cast. Now, tell us a little bit about what you do now. You're an actual coach. You coach others. So just share with our listeners who you work with and what excites you about that and just everything you want to share about your business.
Well, I can say this. I work with experts. I work with experts. I help them to transform their expertise into high-leveraged offers. But my magnificent obsession is really helping people to come into the truth of who they are and what they have the power to do. Once people understand what makes them the unique individual that they are, they find their competitive advantage. You know, out of all the people that exist on this planet right now, all the people who have existed before us and all that will exist after us, not one individual is close to having your fingerprint because you were so uniquely and wonderfully made. And when we began to understand that there were things that we were created to do for a certain demographic of people that no one else can do, we truly find our unique competitive advantage. And coming into the truth of who we are and knowing what we have the power to do positions us to not only make an impact in this world, but we really discover the key to self-actualization and fulfillment in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I work with experts to help them create, you know, basically the leverage they need to get more of the results they want in life and business.
Wow. I probably should give you a call later.
Be my pleasure.
It's amazing. That's wonderful. And anything else around that? Would you like to share maybe one of a technique or a tip that you would share in helping that expert move forward?
Sure.
One thing I can tell you really works.
The thing of it is all of us want results. And that's the kind of coaching I do. I do results coaching. No matter what we pursue in life, we're all our pursuit. What is the motive behind the pursuit? Results. We all want a specific result in life. We go to college because we want a result. We pursue a certain career because we want a result. And that result for many of us is to see what's inside of us come to fruition. We want to see the person that we see inside of us come to life, the dreams we have come to life. And when we're pursuing things that don't give us that result, we begin to, you know, lose interest in it. In fact, there was a stat that said, over 50% of people with jobs in America suffer from a lack of job satisfaction. Lack of job satisfaction. So, you know, what is that telling us? There are over 50% of people that are doing things that they're not getting the results that they're looking for. And so what it is we just haven't found the leverage. We haven't learned how to leverage the education, the information. We haven't learned how to leverage our skill, our ability, in a way that helps us to be able to accomplish more of what it is we desire to accomplish, achieve more of what it is that we desire to accomplish, and ultimately have more of the business and the life that we want. We're not able to leverage even when we're in business. When people get to a certain place where they get stuck, it's because they don't know how to leverage something in a way that allows them to continuously scale And so I work with individuals to help them discover what's holding them back, and then identifying the leverage they need to accomplish more of what it is that they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's wonderful. Because I've been in business for many, many years, and I've had lots of those plateaus along the way. Lots.
Mm-hmm.
And then I figure it out, and then I can keep on trucking. But how beneficial is it to have someone like yourself facilitate and support that? That's awesome. So why do you think, or not think, you don't think this, you know this, why is it so important for any of us to be coachable, for starters, to be coachable forever, and to have the services of coaches and mentors and people around us like that? Why is that important?
My simple answer is growth is a law. Growth is a law. You know,
okay.
I heard my mentor, David Nagel, say this one time. He said, you'll never go into the forest and find two squirrels talking to each other saying they don't know what their purpose is. You'll never find that. You will never see a rabbit who escapes the threshold of a fox suffering from PTSD. In fact, they will go right back to doing what they've always done the moment they get out of that threshold of danger. Only humans do that. And when we do that and we allow our fears and external forces and voices to the way we live our life, we get into what is recognized as resistance. We become resistant of our own good. Everything that's in life is designed to assist us in achieving the good we desire. But when we get into a place of resistance, we self-sabotage opportunities. When we get into a place of resistance, we keep it from coming in our life. And then we tell ourselves we need to do something. We need to acquire something that if we just had something that's outside of us, we could be happy, and nothing could be further from the truth. Everything that
mm-hmm.
you need to accomplish what you were created to do rests inside of you. If you think
mm-hmm.
that it is, then you're in a state of resistance. Growth is a law, and whatever is not growing dies, and it does not contribute anything valuable to the universe at all. It doesn't contribute anything valuable to humanity. And we were all created to leave an imprint on this earth. And so when we're
mm-hmm.
When we're not fulfilling our purpose, the earth misses something. And so we need people in our lives to help us to channel it, because it would cure much of our lack of satisfaction, our thirst for something so much more that we can't identify. It would help us, and we need people who can help us accomplish just those things.
Isn't it amazing?
Coaching helps us to accomplish that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No problem. I was just saying, having someone who could help you guide that path or facilitate those things that help you remove the resistance in your life is one of the most valuable investments you could ever make. When you think about the dynamic of if someone could tune you into you, the true you, the you that you were created to be, what would that be worth to you?
Cool.
If someone could tune you into your true potential, what would that be worth to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say coaching is one of the most valuable investments you could ever make into yourself.
Well, I've always been a big believer in that. And I know I've spent lots and lots and lots of money, but at the end of the day, I am worth it. And it supported my business and helped me to go where I needed to go. It actually threw me out. I was a classroom teacher. What's more rigid and controlling than that? Wow. I lasted 15 years. That was it. Because it was so limiting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to learn how to do things differently, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we all desire that inner freedom. It's the
mm-hmm.
inner freedom. Man, if I could just be freed of the limitations
mm-hmm.
of my mind, what
mm-hmm.
would I pursue? If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I attempt to do today?
Mm-hmm.
It's the inner bondage that we're in that it keeps us, you know, from achieving what we want.
Exactly. Wow. I'm just sitting in all of this. I hope you know how much I appreciate what you're saying, because I'm on the same page, but I don't always get the results that I want. I know that. So this has been very nice for me to hear from the outside. And I know I have people listening today too. And certainly that applies in all areas of our life, right? Health, wealth, friends, contacts, opportunities. Have you ever watched that movie, Coach, The Yes Man with Jim Carrey? I always think about that.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
For people to say yes, because everybody wants to say no. They want to say no to something, and they don't even know what they're saying no to.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that experience a lot. Mm-hmm. So did you have particular people in your life who, you mentioned one already, who inspired you, who motivated you or helped motivate you? So who or what, certainly your journey and what happened to you health-wise, but are there certain people along the way that you can look back and go, oh yeah, that changed the way I thought about something?
Well, I can just say that when I, the other part of my story was, in addition to
mm-hmm.
when they did the operation on me, we came to discover I contracted MRSA in the operating room, which is one of the most deadliest death infections known to man. And it lied dormant in my skin for a couple of years, and then it burst from within and left me with holes in my body, like from where my skin had burst in several different places. I had holes in my body the size of softballs. So I had to spend
wow.
years into medical facilities, ICU, CCU, you named it, I did it. Acute care facilities.
Oh.
I stayed in nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities. I mean, I was in my 30s, okay? And I spent 7 years
yeah.
doing that. On top of that, I ended up going home and had to spend another 10 years in a bed-bound situation. I was medically bed-bound in home for 10 years. And yet,
wow.
It was literally the motivators in my life. And one of the major motivators in my life was I kept hearing a still, small voice saying something in your life could be leveraged to create something you want. Something in your life could be leveraged to create something you want. And that just put me on a path. I put me on a path of discovery, and I just kept trying to figure out what that thing was. And along that path, many different individuals. I mean, my daughter, she became a major source of inspiration. When I wanted to give up my life, my daughter became an inspiration. She became the strength that kept me holding on and saying, you know what, how selfish am I to think about dying when I have a young daughter? She doesn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend of mine at the time had brought in countless CDs and tapes of motivational speakers. And I would hear Tony mm-hmm. Robbins and Les Brown and all of these people. Well, that person who was my friend at the time has now been my wife for 12 years. And she put me on the path of becoming a coach. And, you know, because of the things that she shared with me, I ended up becoming a life coach, a certified life coach, while I was still in the hospital. And I started my radio show while I was still in the hospital. The doctors would tell the nurses to put a sign on the door to say, "Do not disturb, he's recording." And so even though I was in the hospital, even when I was in nursing facilities, my mind was so my mind was so far away from those things. I turned my hospital room courting studio, and when I was in a nursing home, I turned my private nursing room into my office, and I would see clients at the nursing home. I was far away from that place. My vision was so vast, and vision is so important because, as Dr. Miles Monroe said, visions allow you to see farther than your eyes can look. Most people's biggest limitation is that they have no vision. And your feet will never take you where your mind has never been. So that's the importance of vision. You need to have something that will take you far beyond what your eyes can see.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about your, because this is a passion of mine, radio. And this is something that I want to take further. I've been on the air on and off for over 20 years. So I read in your bio that, you know, you were syndicated to 300 radio stations. Like, it wasn't just a little local station you were broadcasting on either, was it?
No, actually,
tell us about your radio career. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I started out on Blog Talk myself. And I got noticed by an individual who owns a radio station, and they picked me up, and their bandwidth is international. And so my radio show, which I thought, you know, was just reaching a certain audience here, they told me, well, it was being syndicated across 300 different stations around the world. So that was... It was a blessing. It was humbling. But the only thing I did, I was just very passionate in my messaging about what I was sharing with others. Mm-hmm. Just very passionate about what I was sharing. And because I took my radio show and used it as a platform for me to identify with who I am, who I truly am in front of the world. I used it as a platform to identify with the truth about who I am in front of the world. And people came because I told them who I was. They knew what to come to me for.
Uh-huh.
And I tell people, one of the biggest reasons why you want to have a podcast, I don't care if you don't have a lot of following, utilize it to identify with who you are to the world. Because when you do, then they know what to come to you for.
Right. I wrote that down, by the way. So thank you for repeating that. That's pretty powerful. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was... That was a gem that was passed on by my late great mentor, Dr. Miles Monroe.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's amazing. I keep using that word when I'm talking to you. I don't use that often.
Well, you know, you can't spell amazing without AM, right?
That's right. You've got the first two letters on you, right on the block there, buddy. That's awesome. See, I said it again. Oh, I said awesome instead of amazing. Well, stories of inspiration, of course, are always valuable, always it gives people that, well, if he could do it, why can't I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Does it not afford people that
yes.
little time for it? Like, as we're talking today, you and I, there are people listening who are going, wow, what was my excuse for not getting up this morning? Or what kind of an excuse did I use not to show up at such and such a place at a certain time. does it not give people a chance to just take a step back? And I know for me, I don't know about you, Coach, but when I start asking Lori questions about Lori, that's a good thing. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you always should challenge yourself. I tell people the only person that you should work towards being better than was the person you were yesterday. That's the only person you're competing with is the you were yesterday. I always said, okay, today's maximum is tomorrow's minimum. So what am I going to do?
That's a good one. That is a good one. Wow. So what else? We've got lots we could talk about. I could talk to you forever.
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing, I'll share this.
Sure.
Is the power, another reason to have a radio show or podcast, gives you a platform to tell your story and to convey the courage of your convictions. What many people don't understand about today's society is people don't necessarily buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And when you are able to convey the courage of your convictions, then people connect with you at a different level. We always hear people buy from who they know, like, and trust. There's no greater way to build a connective tissue with a person than to share your story. Share your story. And convey, and when you do, say, and because I've gone through this, I feel like this, you know, this is my contribution to the world. I don't want another person to have to go through what I went through. I believe that I was created to do this thing. And when people hear why you do a thing, you'd be surprised at the amount of people that will come to you and seek your service out because of why you do a thing. My magnificent obsession is about providing something that inspires, that encourages, that uplifts a person and compels them to challenge their limits and do something amazing. That's why I share my story. I'm trying to inspire people. I'm trying to literally compel them to challenge their own limitations, to challenge them. Man, if he did that, why can't I go do it? As you said before, if he did that, challenge your own limitations. Challenge your own limits so that you can step out of the realm of limitations and do something amazing. Do something amazing with your life. Do something amazing with your business. Do something amazing with what you've been given.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that to be true and true. And nobody escapes. This is what I tell my clients. You're not alone, because when things happen to us, there's a piece of us that thinks we're the only person in the world that this has ever happened to or who's left feeling this way. And that's just not true, because with the billions of people on the planet, nobody's going to have a free, safe ride. And even though our situations might be totally different, I've certainly got a story that we'll be publishing. And you're right, because everybody is all too quick to, if we're not limiting ourselves, other people are busy doing it for us. What have you got to say about that?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the interesting thing about it. You know, I teach a course called Address Your BS, and what it really deals with are the limitation patterns that keep us from achieving what it is that we desire. And that BS is made up of belief systems, it's made up of backstories, it's made up of blind spots, it's made up of busy schedules. You know, people say, I'm so busy.
Busy, yeah.
It's made up of business sales. There's so many different forms of BS that out there, and it's so super important for people to grasp and understand, like, what is the BS that's keeping me from achieving? What is it that I want? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the thing that's holding me? Like, I know I have greatness inside of me. You know, what's holding me back from achieving that? What am I resisting? I'm resisting greatness. I'm resisting the greatness within me. I'm resisting resisting doing something amazing, achieving something at a level that only few people realize because only few have the courage. It's not that we're all designed to do it. It's just only few will exemplify such courage. I mean, you look at what you've done, 20 years. What courage? What courage? What passion? What commitment? What determination to get a message of hope, of inspiration, of positivity in the world? What kind of individual does a thing like that? It's one who understands that their whole existence is intentional.
Yes.
You understand that you're here for something so much larger than yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know that comes out in all aspects of my life, and I'm sure yours as well, because it's not just, this isn't the only thing that we do, and there are many aspects to what we do and why we're doing it, but it all is heading in the same direction. Does that make any sense, what I'm saying? Everything
yes.
is like a little piece of the bigger picture, right?
Yes.
I had a friend say to me not too long ago, "So how much are they paying you to be on the air?" I said, "I don't get paid to be on the air, but I have paid $350 an hour for airtime in the day."
Mm-hmm.
You see where people go with that? And so if you're not getting paid to be on the air, why are you doing that? I'm sure you've been asked a few of those kinds of questions.
I mean, those people are individuals who bought into the system of trading time for money.
Right.
See, we're so conditioned to being employed that
uh-huh.
we have no sense of what it means to be deployed.
Uh-huh.
You see, when you're employed, you're commissioned to do a job. A job is something you get paid to do. A purpose is what you were born to do.
Big difference, hey?
A purpose
Big
does
difference.
Not... A the interesting thing is, a purpose can employ you, but
yes.
a purpose can deploy you. A purpose uh-huh. sends you out. A purpose causes you to touch people that others can't reach with your message.
Uh-huh.
A purpose deploys you. It sends you out into the world and allows you. There are a certain group of people that only you can touch and only you can reach. It deploys you. And let me tell you, there's more prosperity and pay in your giftedness and in your purpose than any job can ever give you.
Absolutely.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Well, I stepped out of that classroom in 1984. What's that, Coach? 36, 37 years ago, and I've never looked back.
Yeah.
I've been self-employed for almost 37 years. That's longer than some people have been alive. I'm getting old. That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying to you.
Yeah. I have a client, Lori, that's in her 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And she has businesses in 9 countries.
Oh, wow.
And she still coaches with me today and saying, "Coach, how do I expand? How do I keep growing my influence? This woman's 70 years old. And she still pays for coaching. She's accomplished amazing things in her business, but she will not stop investing in herself because she's determined to die empty. She's determined to die having exhausted everything that is in her.
Absolutely. Well, people were talking during COVID, you know, of course, we've had lots of businesses closed down and lots of economic crashes here in Canada, and I'm sure in the United States as well. But I worked all through COVID. I didn't make any money, but I worked every day. Every single day.
Well, the thing of it is, and again, that's the purpose of working with, you know, people like myself, Results Coach, because, yeah, I worked through COVID too. I worked through it, and we made a ton of money in it. Like my company, we made a ton of money in it because we knew how to be, we knew how to thrive in crisis. Remember, I was bedbound for 10 years. I had the cheat sheet on how to be productive in crisis. You know, so it's really about learning how to leverage, you know, what you have and learning how to see the gift in things. Like, we look at things as obstacles, as setbacks, and really, the obstacles are there to teach you something. Crisis is in your life to get you to think differently about an old problem. That's more wisdom from the, Dr. Miles Monroe. It's all designed to teach you to think differently about an old problem. It's time to think differently about the way we did things. It's time. And everybody's, you know, so many people talk about that, looking to going back to the way it was. Honestly, why do you want to go back to the way it was?
Exactly.
Why not go forward and
forward.
Do things in a new way, in a new way, in ways that we never did it before?
Right. Well, I work with couples a lot, and I just work with, you know, one couple at a time. And they're always, oh, we just want it to go back to what, like it was when we started. And I'm looking at both of them and saying, well, if you go back to where it was, you're going to be back here to see me in another 3 years because you're going to be even worse off than you are right now.
Exactly.
So no, we're not going back to the way it used to be, because that's what got you here in the first place.
Exactly.
Right. Wow. So listen, our time is just about up, and I would love to take a moment to thank you so very much for being here. And I always like my guests to have the last word. So thank you. The last word. So right now, just I always ask my guests to just share some closing words of encouragement to our listeners for whatever it is that they might need to hear today. And, you know, I know you'll probably say the perfect thing. So, yeah, especially our young people right now. I love youth, and I work with youth, and I get probably right now I'm getting 3 to 6. I'm talking down 3 to 6 kids a week right now from taking their life, and this is serious. This kind of thinking, this kind of behavior, this desperation that we've all had to get through one way or the other. So, just words of encouragement from Coach A.M. Williams today. Over to you. All of your words have been encouraging, by the way, and thank you for that.
Thank you for your kind words. I will simply share that nothing that opposes you has the ability to conquer you. Everything that comes against you has one purpose and one purpose only: to bring the best out of you. Chaos, crisis only comes into our life to make us better than who we were. Many people don't want to be challenged, but the gift of challenges is that it makes you better. It optimizes who you already are. It optimizes your circumstances. It was James Allen, I think, that said, circumstances do not make a man. Circumstances do not make a man. They reveal him to himself. Think about that. Your circumstances do not make you. They reveal you to yourself. They reveal how you think about yourself. It was Neville Goddard that said, because man's concept of himself is what it is, everything in his life must be the way that it is. When we change our concept of self, when we think differently, when we choose to buy into our desires, our dreams, when we buy into those things and allow them to lead us in life, then we journey out into a very dark place. And sometimes that dark place is called a place called change. And when you have to journey that dark path of change, it doesn't mean that your destination is any different. It may just mean you have to travel a different way to get there. But nevertheless, who you become along the way is more than worth it. And when you get to your destiny, you will appreciate it so much more. But you're not there yet. And so I just wanted to tell you and encourage you, don't allow yourself to be conditioned by your conditioned. The best of you still rests in you. And you have got to make a decision to live it out and achieve the purpose for which you were created. Then you'll experience life fulfilled. God bless you.
Thank you so very much. That was wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest today, Coach A.M. Williams, super coach, super entrepreneur, super duper author. Loved talking with him today, and we'll have the show loaded up in about 5 minutes or so on the Laurie Davis Show Facebook page. So if you didn't catch it today or you would like to re-listen, it is available to you. Tomorrow, two guests tomorrow, author Joan Wakeland and J.B. Owen. And I can't wait to share both of those beautiful women with you as well. Have a great rest of the day. Goodbye, Coach. Thank you so much for being here. Talk soon.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.